USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people, including a pregnant woman, have been found shot dead inside a home in Indianapolis, Indiana, in an apparent targeted attack, the city's police chief said, describing the killings as a mass murder and different kind of evil. Police Chief Randall Taylor said police believe the deadly shootings were not random and were a targeted attack. No suspects are in custody at this time. President Biden is expected to reinstate a ban on most non-U.S. citizens entering the country, including people from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and now South Africa, because of a concerning variant of the virus. Arrivals from Ireland and 26 countries in Europe that allow travel across open borders will also be banned under new CDC guidelines. Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump's former chief spokeswoman, is running for Arkansas governor. A senior campaign official told the Associated Press, the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, Sanders had been widely expected to run for office after leaving the White House in 2019. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A law preventing transgender people from entering military service is expected to be lifted. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
Trump announced the ban via Twitter 6 months after taking office. It took effect in 2019. Sources tell CBS that the Pentagon will revert to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. President Biden plans to live up to his campaign promises to repeal the ban. Reports are that he plans to do so through an executive order as soon as Monday. It's expected to take place at a ceremony for newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Austin also said he planned to repeal the ban at his Senate confirmation hearing last week. The Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law found in a 2014 study that there were an estimated 15,000 transgender military members serving. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A UCLA Williams Institute study in 2016 estimated 1.6 million transgender people in America. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Super Bowl matchup in the National Football League for the 2020 season is now set. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the NFC. The AFC will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they beat the Buffalo Bills 38-24.
We did a good job as far as rehab and getting myself ready to go, and I feel like I was myself out there, and we were able to go out there and score points and find a way to win against a really good football team. Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best. I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. Pro Bowl in the NFL, has been canceled. On Sunday at Fight Island in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, UFC number 257, Dustin Poirier, weathered the early storm from Conor McGregor's punches to secure a TKO at 2:32 of the second round in the pay-per-view headliner.
My goodness!
And Poirier stoic as he comes over and greets his wife, Jolie. Oh. A stunner on Fight Island as they attend to Conor. Dustin Poirier has produced the biggest win of his career by a mile.
I'm a happy man, but I'm not surprised. Poirier said in the octagon following the victory, I put in the work. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.